In this week's parsha, we have the zechut of double parsha. It's Achrei Mot and Kedoshim, and I'd like to focus primarily on the very beginning of Parshat Kedoshim, but I will refer back to Achrei Mot. The Torah begins, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Daber el Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Lehem, Kedoshim Tiyu. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. And many, hopefully, are familiar with the Ramban, the well-known Ramban. If it's not well-known to you, then now it will be well-known. If it's not famous to you, it'll be famous to you. Maybe you heard it outside. We're going to read it inside briefly. The Ramban's understanding of kadoshim tiyu is as follows. First, he quotes Rashi. He quotes Rashi on line 2, Kedoshim tiyu havu perushim min ha'arayot u'min ha'aveira. Rashi tells us, not just a simple thing, that to be holy, according to Rashi, is not this generic kind of feely, good, touchy-feely kind of thing. It's directly related to arayot. We in our own world know how dangerous things can become when lines are blurred, and that's where Kedusha lies. Kedusha lies, says Rashi, when you separate from anything related to arayot, whether it's acts of arayot, which everyone here says, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous, that's crazy, you would never imagine, but could be movies and TVs and books of arayot. We have to really, really, we want to strive for Kedusha, we strive for preshut from arayot. That's Rashi. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. Ulefi da'ati, it's on line 4. Ulefi da'ati, ein ha-preshut hazu, lifrosh min harayot kedivrei harav. Aval aprishut hi hamuzkeret b'chol makom b'talmud. When I read kedoshim tiyu, says the Ramban, I'm thinking of how it's referred throughout the Gemara. Shebe'aleha nikra'im prushim. It's an act where people who do this act, so to speak, are called prushim. V'ha'inyan, beginning of line 6, ki ha'Torah hizhira be'arayot. That's throughout the Torah, but certainly in end of Achrei Mot. The Torah warns us about arayot. V'ma'achalim ha'asurim, parashat Shmini, and elsewhere. The Torah tells us clearly to be concerned with arayot, things you can eat, things you cannot eat. Vehitira habia ish beishto, but it's mutter, physical, between a husband and a wife. Viachilat habasar vehayayin, certainly mutter to have wine in certain circumstances. It's mutter to have meat, mutter to have everything within reason. Imkain, end of line 6. Imtza ba'ala ta'ava, a person who has a certain trait, leaning, pull for physical pleasures, ta'iva, makom lihiot shatuf bezimat ishto, o nashav harabot. A person who has ta'iva can do whatever, so to speak, he wants with his wife, with their spouse, or many wives. Vilihiot bisovei yayin. Bezolalei basar lamo, vayedaber kirtzono, bechol hadnevelot, shelo huzkar isur zeh batorah. Line 8. Within the guidelines, I look at the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say that I can't have this meat, or 2 pieces, or 5 pieces, doesn't say that I can't drink this wine, or 5, it's kosher wine, glatt kosher wine. OU and Chafke and Star K and Badatz. So I'll have 6 bottles. Nothing, no one ever said it's Usher. And therefore, and here is the line that if you do know it, it's good for chazara. If you don't know it, this is to be tattooed on your Jewish literacy brain. V'hine yihyeh, this person will become naval b'rishut haTorah. You can be a naval b'rishut haTorah. Chafke, okay, OU, badatz, naval. B'rishut haTorah, the Torah tells you, it's no problem. Lefikach, says the Ramban, Baha katuv, acharei sheparat, or pirate, ha'isurim she'asarotam legamrei, v'tziva bedavar klali, shenihye prushim min hamutarot. There's a lot more to say, and he gives examples. I quoted some, but you should see it inside. Says the Ramban, kedoshim tihiyu is the balance. We do not subscribe to other religions who say that getting married is us or the opposite. It's either a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah. We are not of the religions that beat ourselves, cause ourselves pain, fasting all the time for no reason. We don't believe that. At the same time, we have, says it explicitly in the Ramban, IOF. IOF. Spit out of the Ramban. I don't know if you read it in the Ramban. IOF. For our guests here, IOF stands for It's Only Food. Yafemo, it's only food. It's only food. Very good. I see it's spreading. Baruch Hashem. It's only food. Does that mean I shouldn't eat food? Does that mean that I should fast all the time? No. But it means recognize that's everything in moderation, everything in balance. I have the minhag, or I try to have the minhag, and other people adopt this as well. After a fast, if you're able to physically, I'm not telling you to be machmir, more machmir than you have to be, but I see, and I've told you this many times, you see in camp at least, I see it on Tisha B'Av or Shivas B'Tammuz, I don't see it here during the school year, Baruch Hashem, but in camp sometimes I work with younger people, and I have nothing against this, because if you physically have to, of course, no one's telling you need to do anything dangerous, but the fast is over at, 7:49, and at 7:49 you all of a sudden hear potato chips bags crinkling open and soda, opening up. If you have to, you have to. I'm not saying you don't, people bring to Myriv, food, because you have to eat. And I really think if you're able to, you walk slowly to the meal. You walk slowly all year long, not just after a fast day. Remember, there's a story. I was told that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I'm not sure he's able to physically anymore. Might be a question you may want to ask. You may want to ask. Maybe you shouldn't, because it's something about his chassidut, perhaps. But I was told that on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av we fast for a whole day, and it's usher to eat, and it's usher to learn Torah. And I'm told that when he was younger, and maybe still today, I'm told that when Tisha B'Av is over, he would still be in the Beit Midrash and learn a little bit. I don't know for how long, but he'd learn a little bit. And apparently somebody came over to him and said, Rebbe, the fast is over. And the answer was, I know. But for the last 25 hours, I've been fasting from food, and I've been fasting from Torah. Which one should I do first? It's IOF. That's that. That's amazing. It's important. IOF. Anyway, that is the Ramban. And you can stop here. We can stop here. The greatness of Torah, the all-encompassing beauty of Kedusha, recognizing, is it mutter? It's mutter. But sometimes, is it mutter is not the question to ask. Do I need this? Do I want this? Let me think in moderation. I'd like to take this in a different direction, though, because you'll notice that the Torah says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. That expression appears twice in the entire Torah. Once here, and once in Perek Yudbet, Parshat Bo, regarding the Korban Pesach. Why must Moshe gather all of B'nai Yisrael to convey these mitzvot. And I mean, why couldn't he convey the Torah like this in ways that he conveyed the rest of the Torah? As we'll see in a moment, various shitot as to how one could convey. And Rashi, on the spot, tells us, it's the third source, Milamed, Shenemra parsha zu behakel, mipnei sherov gufei Torah tluyin ba. Rov gufei Torah tluyin ba. And the Sitei Chachamim, Rav Shabtai Bass, who died in the early 18th century, one of the great Perushim on Rashi. I know it's hard enough, especially in the double parsha, to do Shnai Mikra ve'echad Rashi, but if you can peek at some Sitei Chachamim, it's greatness, especially when you don't understand something or you know, the what's bothering Rashi often comes from the Sitei Chachamim. So says the Sitei Chachamim ve'in tomar v'hakol haTorah kula shina Moshe li Yisrael k'mo shepirush Rashi b'parsha kitisa. The entire Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael. So why in this mitzvah daber el kol adat Bnei Yisrael? He has two answers. One, v'yesh lomar d'parsha zu nehemra lahen behakel nashim v'taf d'ichtiv kol adat Bnei Yisrael k'dichtiv v'parshat v'yelech hakel ata'am ha'anashim v'anashim v'ataf, like in parshat v'yelech, end of Sefer Devarim. Hakel means everyone, men, women, children. Aval shar parshiot Moshe loshina elala nashim. First answer is that this is what's bothering Rashi. The rest of the Torah was given to the men according to this first answer, and the men eventually conveyed it further. This was given to everyone. Answer two, O jesh lomar de Moshe shina lahem kitot kitot zu achar zu. Group one, group two, group three, men, women, children, but separately in kitot. Aval parsha zu haya b'ma'amad kol Yisrael. Everybody was here together. V'naf gemina she'inam yecholin lomar efshi b'mitzvah zu. I don't like this mitzvah. If Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching everyone, everyone's obligated. But if I hear it secondhand, that doesn't sit well with me, I'm going to pass. And therefore this parsha, kedoshim tiyu, so to speak, not the sedja, but the parsha, Doshim Tiyu, was given to everybody, no excuses. And there's more to read as you see inside. However, the question is still, okay, why this? Why not other parts, parshiot in the Torah? Why this? So Rashi already gave us one answer. Shirov Gufei Torah. The majority of the bulk of Torah was given here. What does that mean? We're going to explore this idea in the next few minutes. The Kli Yakar, he died almost 100 years before the Sitei Chachamim, or Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, says the following, Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael ve'amart aleyen kloshim to you, pirate or parat kol adat ki, Ein eida pachot mi'asara, ve'ein davar shebekedusha pachot mi'asara. We know. You can't say Kaddish, you can't say Kedusha, you can't say Baruch Hu until you have 10. So I need an eida, because I am teaching you Kedusha. We're rising to the level of Kedusha, and therefore we need an eida. Still, we're not sure why these parshiot teach us. It says kedoshim to you, be holy. Okay, so I need asara, so call it up in Israel. But we had many, many more than 10 people. Why can't you just teach it to 10 people at a time? Why do you need all of Bnei Israel? So, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who is the author of the Torah Tamima, it's the next source down. Excuse me, what? Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein. He died in 1941. Torah Tamima, as you know, collects many, not all, but many, much Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichtav, tries very hard to link the two, to show the link of the two. The Torah Tamima gives the following answer, understanding or explaining Rashi. Tzarich lomar, hakavana. Shirov hadinim sheparasha zu shayachim liyidiat kol hamon ha'am bedarkei ha'chaim kemo sheyitba'er le'enei ha'ma'ayan velo kemo shar mitzvot she'ein hayachid oseh otam bli hora'at rav u'moreh. Answer number one, everyone can relate, everyone can acquire, everyone can grab these mitzvot. They make sense. And everyone can do these mitzvot, which I cannot do. We always say, I got to keep tayag mitzvot, I have to keep tayag mitzvot. There is not a single human that ever did or will exist that can teach everyone a tayag mitzvot. Some are mitzvot only for Kohanim, not for Israelim. Some are for men, some are for women. Some are in Israel, period. But these mitzvot, for everybody. Everybody can grab it. I don't need, in quotes, a teacher, a guide. These I can get directly, so to speak, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he gave it to me, to show me I can get it directly from Hashem. Gam yesh lomar kavanat halashon shirov gufei Torah tluyin ba. Mipnei, I'm in the third line of the Torah Tamima. Mipnei dichtiv b'parsha zu ha-mitzvah v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. She'alea amru zohi kol ha-Torah, as we're going to explain. I have a problem with v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. So that should get your attention. I have a problem. How can that be? Because everybody knows it since they're in first grade, kindergarten, nursery. We're too busy learning bigger things, so to speak. Deeper things. Give me a good Gemara. Give me a good Medrash. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha is gufei ha-Torah, period. We know the story of Shammai and Hillel teaching the Torah on one foot. Shammai kicks him away. Hillel, in a different language, and that's a different shir, basically says, right? He doesn't say that, really. He says, my desanilach, al tach lechavercha, the idea being, and there's so much divrei Torah on that, and this is not for now either, but it is a chance or a suggestion to refresh, to look at it anew. If no one in this room had ever heard of v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, you'd fall off your chairs. Number one, I have to love myself. Not so simple. Those of us who are in the Chabura at 6:15 realize it's not so easy to love myself. Sometimes it's too easy. I think too highly of myself. Sometimes I think too lowly. We have to love ourselves. We have to love somebody else. And what does that mean? And how does that express itself? It expresses itself in actions, as we know, but how? And how do I get there? Bro, gufei Torah. According to the second answer of the Torah Tamima, it is impossible to teach v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. I'll tell you, and you'll tell your friend, and your friend will tell this and that. Everyone has to hear v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Everyone. You want a society? You want a society that's going to teach Torah and preach Torah and spread Torah? First, love each other first. And we, during this time of Svirat HaOmer, know that better than anybody. We are often, unfortunately, our own worst enemies. And we're very, very good at certain halachot and certain chumrot and certain details and some rishon. But v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha is not a chumrah. And it's not some rishon somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it himself to everyone. It's a very, very sad story that I don't know if it ever happened, but it's certainly a true story. I don't know if it ever happened. The story is told about a guy who was at work, maybe, or in yeshiva or whatever, and he brought a carton of milk. Some of you may remember that milk comes in cartons. And he brings a carton of milk, his own, from home. He wants to use it for coffee or whatever later. Maybe you heard the story. Puts it in the refrigerator at work, comes by at lunchtime, picks up the carton, and it's empty. He says, oh, that's so frustrating. Someone must have not realized it's not public milk, it's private milk. Okay. Next day, he brings a carton of milk and he writes his name on it. This is mine. Please don't take, or, you know, if you want, please ask. Comes by lunchtime, carton is empty. Okay, now he's really upset. The next day he comes in with a carton of milk and he writes on the side of the carton, it's aser min haTorah, it's a steal, it does not belong to you. So many averot that you're transgressing, he writes this on the side of the carton. So many isurim that you're transgressing, you have no permission to drink my milk. Comes by at lunch, empty. Thinks, doesn't know what to do. Until the next day he comes in with a new carton of milk, and on the side of the carton in big letters he writes, this is not Chalav Yisrael. And at lunch, the carton is full. That's a sad story. It's a sad story. And it's true. I don't know if it ever happened, but how often, I could talk to you about the chumrot on Purim, they're not even chumras, the shtuyot in many circumstances, almost always, chumrot of this and chumrot of that, and a minhag of this. V'yadolecha kamocha has no chumra. If it makes it easier for you to approach it, then call it a chumra by some obscure rishon from the 12th century if you want. But of course, v'yadolecha kamocha. Okay. There's more. We move on. Other rishonim, mostly achronim now, dealing with this idea of why does it have to be given el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, in an uncharacteristically brief comment, says the following on our parsha. This admonition, kedoshim to you, the admonition to the highest degree of moral human perfection, can, in such significant manner, well be addressed expressly to each and every individual of the nation. No position in life, no sex, no age, no degree of fortune is excluded from this call to the very height of absolute morality. And to no one in particular is this call specifically addressed. Kedoshim, holy are we all to be. To no one in particular is this call specifically addressed. We are all to be holy. What a huge chiddush. You're telling me that not just the Kohanim have to follow Torah? You're telling me that not just the poor people have to keep their own money? You're telling me that I have to give honor to my parents, no matter who my parents are, no matter who I am? If I'm the king of the country, I still have to honor my parents? You're telling me that justice is given to everyone? Name an ancient civilization that embraced this. And dare I say, name a modern civilization that embraces this completely. Complete justice, complete morality, complete ethics, no matter who you are, old, young, rich, poor, tall, short, man, woman, doesn't matter. We all are embraced. And that's Rav Hirsch. I would add, although Rav Hirsch did not say this, I told you that this concept, or this expression, Daber al kol adat b'nei Yisrael, appears only once in another place. Rav Hirsch pointed this out. It appears in Shmot, in Parshat Bo, in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Gimel. Adaber shel Moshe le'mor, ha'chodesh adalechem rosh chodashim, next Pasuk Gimel, Dabru, El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, to do what? Korban Pesach. Perhaps one could suggest, and Rav Hirsch, there, I'm sorry, says the word Eida. If you like language, Rav Hirsch is your Perush. Rav Hirsch, in fact, I have at home a book that somebody wrote, I don't think he wrote it, a book that someone wrote, compiled, it's a Rav Hirsch dictionary. It's because he always looks at words and the shoresh of words. Eida comes from the word ya'ad. Ya'ad in modern Hebrew means a
destination.
Ya'ad in Torah means to fix or to appoint. And Eida, therefore, says Rav Hirsch, I'll quote, I didn't put it down here, but it's only, I don't know, 7-8 words. And Eida, therefore, is a society united by their common calling, a community. And Eida is a society united by their common calling, a community. And therefore, Rav Hirsch, in the same Peirush, says the following, Yisrael, daber al kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Yisrael refers to the nation as a whole, the body called b'nei Yisrael. That's why we can say Shema Yisrael and not Shim'u Yisrael. It's a body, it's the tzibur, it's its own unique entity. And Eda, says Rav Hirsch, and this is a quote, refers to, quote, the independent members who bear the responsibility for the mission of the nation, the community. Again, an Eda therefore refers to the independent members who bear the responsibility for the mission of the nation. I'm going to come back to that at the end. So therefore, perhaps one can suggest that Kedoshim, being addressed to the individuals of a community, affects my morality, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but also Avoda, Korban Pesach, Bein Adam L'Makom. Holiness, in English, I would guess, and in many religions, I would guess, is between you and God. How do you live between you and God? How much do you pray? Oh, she's a holy person. He's a holy person. Holiness in Judaism is absolutely that. It's avoda. It's Korban Pesach. Absolutely. But it's Daber al B'nei Yisrael, Dabru al Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. But also in Parshat Kedoshim Perek Yetzer Vayikra, it's Kedoshim to you. You have to be holy in your business dealings, in your interpersonal skills, and that obligation is not on the mayor, and it's not on the president, and it's not on the prime minister, it's on the independent members. It is their responsibility. The mission of the nation is on you. It's on me. It's not on somebody else. And like I said, we're going to come back to that. Now, many people view Kedusha as Rashi described, or at least understanding Rashi, to mean separating oneself from the world. And that is what I printed here from the Chatam Sofer. He just as an example, Rav Moshe Sofer, he died in the middle of the 19th century, 1839. Rav Moshe Sofer, the Chatam Sofer, says the following. Shehu Yitbarach Shemo, you see the arrow? Shehu Yitbarach Shemo Kadosh Lashkiach B'shiflut Ulihitasek Im Hagashmiim. God is holy, but he oversees Mashkiach. He watches the Shiflut Hamashpili Lirot Bashamayim Uvaretz. He cares about the lowly ones, you and me. Ulihitasek Im Hagashmiim. We're physical. And yet God cares about us. Ma she'eino ra'ui lichvodo. It's not fitting for God's kavod. You don't see the President of the United States, unless it's a good photographer nearby, you don't see him regularly dealing with the plain old folk. He can't. And as a human, he probably shouldn't. But lahavdil elef alfei avdalot, we don't want to compare things that shouldn't be compared. But for the sake of illustration, God can and God does. Umikol makom kadoshu. In Cain, ra'ui shagam anu nihiye kadoshim lafrish atzmenu migash miutenu lidavek bruchanuyut elyon. So the Chasam Sofer does say that. The Chasam Sofer says kadoshim to you means separation. And that explains another part of the pasuk by Daber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Daber al called up in Israel, Vermata lehem kadoshim to you, ki kadosh, ani Hashem elokechem. Be like me. God, looking down on the lowly physical, therefore you should separate from the physical. When I read that Chasam Sofer, I felt that the first half of the sentence didn't connect to the second half of the sentence. In my humble opinion, I'm nowhere near the ankle of the Chasam Sofer. But it seemed to me that if God is holy by dealing with Gashmi, then I also can be holy dealing with the Gashmi. That idea, if you flip over your page, is said by Rav Clonimus Kalman Halevi Epstein. It's another Rav Epstein. Rav Clonimus Kalman Halevi Epstein. He died in 1823. He was a student of Rav Elimelech of Luzhensk, and he was a student of Rav Elimelech of Luzhensk and of Rav Yosef Karo. He's buried in Tzfat, and we will see his kaver mitzvah Hashem in a couple of weeks. Rav Clonimus Kalman Halevi Epstein wrote a beautiful sefer called Ma'or Vashemesh, gorgeous sefer. Dabbles in Chassidut. It is Chassidut, I take that back. It dabbles in Kabbalah, which I do not, but I can read what he wrote and understand in a tiny bit what I think he's trying to say. I quoted only a little bit. I do have one quick announcement to make, and you can certainly feel free to agree or disagree, however you see fit. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Sheakol Nieh Bidvaro.
Amen.
Sounds like you agree. Baruch Hashem. The Ma'or Vashemesh says the following. First he quotes the Rambam. That's the top of the page. The Rambam in Hilchot Deot, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. Derech, line 1, Bria, I'll see how much I can read here. Oh, there's a lot to read. Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna summarize until we get to line 5. Humans are social. And we get affected by our surroundings. Easy. We know that. And you should find a place to live. This is the Rambam. I'm quoting the first 5 lines, but you should read it inside. You should find a place to live and a community to live in where you have a Shachein Tov and a Torah community. Because we, whether we like it or not, we are very affected physically by our society and by our social pressures. Ve'im, line 5. Hayu kol hamedinot shehu yod'am v'shomeya shmuatan nohagin b'derech lo tova kemo zmanenu o she'enu yachol lalechet lemedina shemin hagoteha tovim mipnei hagayasot o mipnei hacholi, comma. Go to find a Torah place, a good positive place. What happens if there are no places? Kemo bizmanenu, as the Rambam says, 800 years ago. I wonder what he would say if he had YouTube. I know what he would say. I think I know what he would say. I shouldn't be so presumptuous. I have an idea what he would say. That's a different discussion. Or what happens if I know that there is a positive place to go, but I can't get there either because of Gayasot, maybe armies are stopping me. I can't get there. Or Chas v'Shalom, someone is sick. Yeshev levado yechidi. Sit alone. You don't have to be social. And when you read that Rambam, it's very powerful, but it also makes sense. You have no chiyuv. The Ramchal says something similar. You have no chiyuv to embrace a community. Well, I have nowhere else to go, so I might as well do what they're doing. When in Rome, Yeshev Levado. Now listen to this. Put on your seatbelts. Ma'or Vashemesh. The Ma'or Vashemesh, I printed so much of it, I didn't even print all of it. I printed so much of it, but I could listen to what he says. This is the beginning, line 1. V'divei Rashi tzrichim beyur, ma'am lamdeinu bazeh sheparsha zu ne'emra behakel. Why do I need daber al kol dapnei Yisrael? V'od, mistama, what does mistama mean?
Presumably.
Put it in your lexicon. V'od mistama, kol ha-mitzvot ha-nohagot v'chlalot Yisrael nemru behakel. Every mitzvah. 613, we all heard it. Oh. So first he quotes the Rambam, line 2, all the way to line 10. Yeah. Anyway, and then he says, line 11. Aval. Im ha-adam. And I understand the Rambam. Separate yourself if you have no choice. Aval. Im ha'adam yirtzeh lifrosh atzmo min ha'tzibur, ulihit bodeid atzmo. lehitpalel biyachid, o l'shum ikar avdut Hashem, hanaaseh b'kneisiyah yachar, bilti efshar shiyasig ha-kedusha ha-elyona. I understand that if a person wants to separate themselves from the community, they will avoid ra, sur meira. But don't for a minute think that they will acquire kedusha. And he's going to come back to that in a second. V'lo od ela sheyuchal lintot chalila meirov gufei Torah imit boded atzmo v'yifrosh min hatzibur. Line 15, she'i efshar l'shum nivra lihiyot biyachid zulat haboreit barach shehu yachid u'miyuchad. There's only one being on this planet that can be, on this planet, in this universe, the entire universe, that can be Yachid, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Not you and not me. You want to run away from Ra, you have to. I'm not saying not to. But be aware, you're not acquiring Kedusha. Skip down. V'yuchal Adam, line 21. V'yuchal Adam lit'ot she'apeirush hu kedoshim tiyu dehainu. You might think that, wow, you want to be holy. You live alone. Wow, you're really, forget davening in shul. I wasn't, chas v'shalom. You're really holy. Daven on your own. Learning with somebody else, maybe Josh. No, you're holier than that. Learn alone. Chas v'shalom. You might think that. Lachain nitchakeim rashi. Upiresh. Kodem lazet. Piresh kodem lazet. Milamid sheparsha zu nemra behakel, dehainu she'eino zoche el hakedusha, ela behikahel atzmo, im hatzibur mevakshei Hashem. I'm not telling you that you should attach yourself to bad people, chas v'shalom, but realize that if you're going to separate yourself for a temporary emergency measure, and you must, the Rambam says you must, we all must, don't expect for a second that you are going to achieve Kedusha. Kedusha means living among people, dealing with them, understanding them, bringing them up, and you bringing, and them bringing you up. Kedoshim Tiyu, look at the Parsha. Look at this week's Parsha. Look at where Kedoshim Tiyu comes. Kedoshim Tiyu is have a husband, have a wife, end of Achrimot. Have a husband, have a wife. But don't be an Aval B'Yishut HaTorah, for sure. Have a business, treat everyone properly. Deal with blind people. But lifnei iver lo titein michshol. Over, tzedek, 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 over and over. Talk, enjoy. Lo teilech rachil be'amecha. Know how to deal. I could live alone and never speak a word of Lashon Hara. That's fine. I'll never get Kedusha. I can live alone and never lend anybody money or give anybody money. No Kedusha. I can live alone, Sur Meira, but never rise for a Talmud Chacham. Mipnei Seiva Takum, Hadata B'nei Zakein. The Torah tells me clearly, Ma'or Bashemesh tells me clearly, so Pashut. That's why it's Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. I'm not going to talk only to you. I'm not only to you. I'm talking to everyone. Because the only way to achieve Kedusha is with everyone. Now this need, this is my last point, this need to be involved in the world properly, correctly, in a careful way, is a necessary prerequisite for Kedusha. However, there's one nervousness and one fear that I'd like to share with you that the Alshich says, that the last source on the page. Rav Moshe Alshich was a student of Rav Yosef Karo and a teacher of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital learned with the Arizal. He's buried in Tzfat. Who did I say was buried in Tzfat before? Or Vashemesh. I don't believe he is actually. I'm sorry. The Alshich is. And we'll see his Kever Mitzvah Shem in Tzfat in a couple weeks. I'm sorry. So he wrote a Sefer called Torat Moshe. It's on the Chumash. His name is Rav Moshe Alshich, but people call it the Alshich. The Alshich is, in this Alshich is very long. The Alshich begins by asking 7, 8, 9 questions on the first few psukim in this week's in Kedoshim. a similar style to the Abarbanel. He asks a lot of questions. He asks, what did I write here? He asks, I didn't put it in here. He asks questions like we said, why does everybody have to be congregated? Why does the first pasuk say V'amarta Lehem? Seems to be superfluous. Why does the Torah say, this is a beautiful question of the Alshich, why does it say Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Lokechem, which is seeming the opposite of what I want? Hashem is so Kadosh, I can never reach that. I can never get there. He asks many questions. How can I compare? He asks many questions, and here's what the Alshich says. V'hine, Yesh Adam, Yesh B'nei Adam, Gam B'nei Ish, To'im Miderech HaSeichel. Be'omram, as they say, Ki lo kol adam ra'ui lekach v'zoche lazeh. Ki im chad bidara utrei bidara. Maybe one in a generation can become kadosh the way you're describing. Maybe two in a generation, maybe. And therefore, v'yitrashlu al yedei kein mila'alot besulam hashlemut batorah u'mitzvot v'yitnaheg b'chasidut. How often does that happen with us? Don't get me started with the flow, make a flip out. That's for her, it's not for me. I can't become kadosh, it's only one. I'm not her, I'm not him. Ach lo kein hu. Ki'im. She'ein ish b'Yisrael shelo yasig im yirtze la'alot b'torah v'kishon ha'ma'aseh v'itbodeid b'chasidut ad kadosh yeyamer lo or yomar lo. Every single person has the ability to become kadosh. Ki kadosh daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. If I talk to Moshe, sure, Moshe can become holy. Ah, so Moshe's going to come to me and say, hey, everybody, be holy. Ah, Moshe, come on, that's not me. Sometimes you see these gedolim books, and I have a lot to say about gedolim books, and there's a lot to learn from gedolim. But sometimes gedolim books are so, I'll say it straight out, are so exaggerated. How can I relate to them? I read one gedolim book when I was in yeshiva. I won't say who, because it may be true, may not be true, that the certain gedolim that I happen to have known a little bit, so I wanted to read, that he knew all of Mishnayot Nezikin when he was 3. Now, either it's true or it's not true. If it's not true, then what are you telling me it for? It's a lie. And if it's true, so what does that leave me? I did not learn all of Nezikin by heart by the time I was 3, so all is lost for me. Why should I even try? It's over. I lost the race already. Chas v'shalom. Al kein, I'm in the 1, 2, 3, 4th line down. Lehorot ze tziva yitbarach v'yamar. Daber el kol adat b'nei Yisrael kedoshim to you. Ki hikilet kulam lehorotam. Ki kol ha'ida muchanim lekach. V'lo tomar shetadaber el kol ha'ida kedei shebichlalam yishmu'u ha'muchanim shebetocham. Ah, maybe. I don't know who the Rav Moshe Feinsteins are in this room. I don't know who the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is. I'm going to talk to everybody, and one or two people will get it. Ki hine v'yamarta aleihem kedoshim to you. No, you say to each one, you can become holy. You can become holy. You can become holy. Kadosh. Kolomar ki aleihem kulam tiyeh ha'amira shetomar aleihem kedoshim to you. V'zehu omro v'yamarta aleihem kedoshim to you. How beautiful. We went through Rashi. We went Kliyakar, Sita Chachamim. We saw the Torah Tamima. We had an idea from Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. We saw the Chasam Sofer and how he understood Kedoshim to you. But now we've got the Ma'or Vashemesh and lastly the Alshich telling us Kedoshim to you means, number one, you have to be involved in the world, assuming it's all right. No reason to embrace someone who's going to hurt you. But we live in this world, and we work in this world. We operate in this world, and that's where Kedusha comes from. Kedusha does not come from anywhere else. Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli. As the Kutzker Rebbe says, first you have to become an Ish, as I said to you before. And the Alshich comes along and says, well, you know, maybe it could be, not me, it's not me. Yes, it's you. It's you. And that was Rav Hirsch that we read before about Adat B'nai Yisrael. Ada means not just the Tzibur. When I was, I used to tell stories in SAR elementary school, such as Zuchut, I ran into some former students from SAR after Har Herzl. They were reminding me some stories I told them when they were in second grade. I think it was second grade. Such a Zuchut to still see them. And anyway, I told a story once. I don't think it was my own. Many of them were my own. I don't think this is my own, but I kind of... The story is told of a community that used to have 10 people in the community. 10 men in the community. And every single time one of them went away for Shabbos, they had to make sure someone stayed in their place. They could have a minion. And anytime there was a kiddush or whatever it is, everyone had to come, because if I don't come, no one else will come. It was very, very, very draining, very hard. Every time you left, you couldn't leave. If you couldn't find a replacement, there wouldn't be a minion. And then one day... In comes a new family. And with this family comes an 11th man. And that Shabbos in Chul, boy, oh boy, what a great kiddush and great 11! And that was the last time that community had a minyan. And that was the last time that community set up for kiddush and cleaned kiddush. Because everybody said, well, there's 11 people. Let somebody else do it. Kedusha Adat B'nai Yisrael, Rav Hirsch, means it's not... my job. It's not the school's job. It's not your parents' job. It's not your high school's job. It's not your college's job. It is your job. Engage in the world properly. Become Kedoshim yourselves. The Torah, of course, was given to all of us. But this mitzvah, these mitzvot were given directly to you. Because you have the ability, you have the potential to rise beyond who you are today. And I do also. Every one of us does. And if you don't realize that, then you're missing Gufei Torah. All the learning and all the davening, you're missing Gufei Torah. If you think only somebody else can become Kadosh. May we all, with Hashem's help, of course, may we all, Lemirtz Hashem, be Zocha, to bring Kedusha into the world. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Thank you.